Let me tell you something of how I didn't know how the public would respond to the fact that I am one of the leaders in this whole effort to legalize the medical use of cannabis. And, you know, I was Ronald Reagan's speechwriter, and I've been a Republican all my life. I've been get the top score on conservatives groups that are, they're giving you a score of how you voted and everything. And I have received very high marks in all of those groups. And I have been a conservative voter. I've got a conservative libertarian background. I was Ronald Reagan's speechwriter for 7.5 years in the White House. Well, I didn't know. I got elected in 1988, last year of Reagan's term in the White House. And I sort of slipped into this issue because it's a principled issue to me. The principle is freedom, liberty, justice. And if you're not hurting somebody else, but especially if we should let people who are suffering, at the very least, give them some leeway when it comes to medical uses. Well, I knew that I was getting a lot of publicity on this. And a fellow came into my office to talk to me about a totally different issue, about an aerospace issue. And I am one of the senior members of the Science Committee. And I said, now this guy represents to me my typical voter, my conservative voter in California. The conservative voter is a guy who, this guy had been a commander or a captain in the U.S. Navy, a pilot, and he was now in aerospace. And I'm sure he always voted Republican. And so I asked him, I said, look, what do you think about the fact that the guy you've been voting for all this time is now the leader in the fight to legalize medical marijuana for the people of this state and this country? And he looked at me and he said, Dana, you really don't know me very well. I said, well, I know you're a former pilot in the Navy, and you are now in aerospace, and you're a conservative vote. And he says, yeah, but you don't know that I have three sons. And the day after 9/11, they all marched off and joined the military. And then what you don't know also is a few years later, two of them came back. But the third one who came back wasn't my son anymore. The third one that came back was on the floor in seizures because he'd been in some kind of an explosion that had rattled his brain, and he was on the floor with these seizures and they wouldn't stop. How would you feel about your child on the floor having seizures that you cannot stop? And now we want to tell these people, we don't care about that. You're not going to get to try medical marijuana. Well, this guy said he tried everything, and they took him to the VA, and it didn't help. And after about a year, this guy said, one of the guys at the VA hospital pulled him aside and said, hey, you want to help your son? See me off campus. They saw him in his office off the VA hospital, and the guy said, look, your son needs marijuana. Here's the prescription. Here's how to use it. Go do it. And do you know what the guy said to me there in my office? He said, my son hasn't had a seizure since that day. What do I want to do about you being the point man on legalizing medical marijuana? I want to go over and give you a big hug, is what he said. Now, I hope that my colleagues take this seriously, because there are children on the floor having these seizures. There are veterans waiting there in seizures. There are old folks who are having arthritis and they can't move their hands, or they're out there, they've lost their appetites in these senior citizens' homes. Yes, there is nothing wrong with us using cannabis to help alleviate their pain.